Explain the concept of nerdy burlesque.
There are several types of burlesque, neoclassical, classical. We're very old school. We like to incorporate comedy into our routines, and the characters our fans are used to, we want to present them on stage doing a burlesque number. So it's very involved.
Describe the format of a typical show. I come into the venue where scale-focused burlesque is performing. I take my seat. House lights go down. Stage lights come up. What happens?
Sometimes we do cold openings with numbers. Sometimes we have an MC. We always have an MC. You're going to see individual numbers. You're going to see at least one group number. That's something we're incorporating now. And a couple of duet numbers. If you come to our Apocalypse show this weekend, there's two duet numbers. So we're learning to incorporate characters together and bring you more of a theatrical show.
You mentioned the Apocalypse show. Each of your shows revolves around a central theme, right?
Yes.
And the Apocalypse is this evening.
Yes, it is. This evening at Sluice Dinner Theater. We're near MegaCon. We can't be incorporated with MegaCon because family-friendly, which we respect. So we perform at Sluice Dinner Theater so we can do our own thing.
Okay, so MegaCon wants to maintain a family-friendly atmosphere, and you are more for an adult audience, shall
yes,
we say?
Yes, our shows are all 18 and up, and we usually have a bar at our shows. Sluice definitely will have a bar going. MegaCon has a family-friendly atmosphere, which we respect. A couple of us have kids, and we want them to grow up to be awesome nerds, too.
So this show being scheduled to coincide with MegaCon and being held at a venue that's very close, Sleuth's Mystery Dinner Shows, is that because there's a built-in audience of MegaCon attendees?
Absolutely. Anytime there's a convention in town of that size that's nerd-themed, we performed around the Star Trek convention, which we got a shout-out for a couple of celebrities to come to our show. This is our third MegaCon, and we perform with Star Trek Away Mission, which is coming up in April.
So I'm guessing that is a Star Trek theme for
yes.
Star Trek conventions. Now, what are some of the other themes that you've done?
Let's see. We've done anime, video games, both classic video games and new video games, comic books, cartoons, horror, Star Wars, Star Trek, Batman villains, history, and sci-fi.
Why do you think that burlesque is experiencing such a resurgence in popularity?
I think it's always been there. It's just we've seen a boom in it again because I think women are finding that it is an art, that it is something you can do to build your self-confidence. My favorite thing about doing a show is the response you get from the audience. And surprisingly enough, the women from the audience that are genuinely like, this is so awesome. I can't believe you do this. I wish I could do this. And I tell them, you can. You just have to work up the courage.
What about nerd culture? Why do you think that's growing?
I don't know that I can explain the phenomenon. I just know I'm all for it. I guess the best way to say it started was with like the Spider-Man movies. The fact that people want to make good movies about our favorite superheroes that we grew up with. Even if you don't sit down and read the comic books, you know, they're iconic. And so now that it's okay to read comics and watch them and emulate these heroes, it's just exploded. And I think it's wonderful.
Okay. Tara Ruiz, a.k.a. Cherry Babam, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.